Deb, why is transfer of learning such a hot topic?
Organizations spend a lot of money developing team members, whether that's in classroom training environments, whether it's e-learning, regardless, to really communicate skill, behavior, concepts. It takes some sort of a concerted effort. And I think Xerox Corporation did some great research a few years back that says, in the absence of follow-up coaching, 87% of any of the skill or behavioral change brought about by a training program will be lost. So no matter how good your training efforts are, no matter how great your content is, it's all for naught if there isn't significant, frequent, consistent reinforcement and coaching taking place.
What do organizations do about that?
Many of them work to have observations and coaching take place following some sort of a learning event. It's a way to transfer the learning and ensure that people are committed to the behavior change or the expectations. Unfortunately, in my experience, it doesn't happen to the degree it needs to, for a lot of reasons. Often there are competing priorities that get in the way of enough coaching taking place. Sometimes leader coaches aren't confident in their ability to coach. Sometimes they may not even necessarily like it as a coaching or as a leadership style. So coaching just may not be something that they're bought into entirely. And if their manager isn't requiring or inspecting that coaching take place, it's easy to let that slide to the bottom of the pile. What's really concerning about that is that Daniel Goleman, in his book Primal Leadership, indicated that coaching as a leadership style is one of the most critical styles to use to impact performance, and it's also one of the most underutilized in organizations.
Why is that?
Again, it's this competing priorities challenge and not having a strong implementation strategy for coaching or developing a coaching culture at every level within an organization.
You've been working on new approaches to sustain learning. Tell us about that.
We've looked for a way to fill that gap that we're seeing happening in organizations, a way to create a support net, if you will, for those individuals that leave our fundamental coaching workshops. And we call that a skill reinforcement pod. What's great about it is we're using technology and virtual group coaching as a way to reinforce the learning. We have regular modularized refresher assignments that include audio pod demos, downloads that are quick and easy for the learner. And we have assignments to transfer what they learn in the classroom in little reasonable bite-sized pieces back into the workplace. And then we support them by creating a community of practice based on the concept of situated learning and really peer dialogue, and all of that supported by a facilitator or a leader coach who is proficient and trained in systems coaching. So we really feel like we've taken a number of cutting-edge approaches to learning and blended those things together to create not only an effective way to sustain learning and transfer learning to the job, but also a cost-effective way to do so.
Thank you.